Hey, folks, listen, we got a special news update with Miss Ann.
This is Ann Tripp with the news. Good morning. Starting out with very, very sad news. Congressman Elijah Cummings died early this morning due to complications concerning longstanding health challenges. That's according to a statement from his office. They say that Cummings, who represents Baltimore, passed away at John Hopkins Hospital at approximately 2:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Cummings hadn't returned to work after undergoing a medical procedure. He was the Democratic House Oversight and Reform Committee chair and a key figure in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Congressman Elijah Cummings was 68 years old. President Trump is standing firm against his critics, those on both sides of the political aisle who feel his decision to pull U.S. troops out of northeastern Syria was a bad one, especially since Turkish forces have been attacking the area ever since. But the president says problems in the area, not ours.
I say, why are we protecting Syria's land? Assad's not a friend of ours. Why are we protecting their land? And Syria also has a relationship with the Kurds, who, by the way, are no angels.
Well, so far, an estimated 100,000 Kurds and their families have been scrambling for safety. In an effort to save their lives, Kurdish forces have now aligned themselves with Syrians. Vice President Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo left for the Turkish capital yesterday to try to mediate the situation. Meanwhile, yesterday's White House meeting on this country's Syria policy between congressional leaders didn't exactly go the way it was hoped. In fact, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president started in on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and things really went left.
He called her a third-rate politician. He said that there are communists involved and you guys might like that. I mean, this was not a dialogue. It was sort of a diatribe, a nasty diatribe, not focused on the facts.
Speaker Pelosi reportedly speculates that the president's testiness might have had something to do with yesterday's 354-60 House vote denouncing his Syrian pullout decision. Officials at the U.S. Census Bureau say they're asking state governments to voluntarily share driver's license information with them. The latest campaign finance numbers show that former Vice President Joe Biden has less cash on hand than any of his most popular opponents in the Democratic presidential primary race. In fact, the numbers show that Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Kamala Harris all have more war chest than he does. But he says there's a very, very simple explanation for that when you look at it.
Remember, we got started later than anybody at all in this campaign. Number one. Number two, we did not start off by dropping $10 million from a Senate campaign, wherever that money was raised from, into a race.
Both Sanders and Warren have reportedly transferred about $10 million from previous campaigns. Chicago teachers are on strike this morning. Some 25,000 instructors walking out over pay and working conditions and other things. Around 300,000 youngsters will be affected. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.